meeting is now being recorded.
Perfect.
All right, well, we're recorded. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone, and apologies for the start of this call being delayed due to technical problems. It's the Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance on the 20th of June, 2017. Today, we're going to be focusing on the responses to the questions from the GNSO and the CCNSO about the amended charter. Let's do a quick roll call, please, before we plow straight into the work.
Okay. Unfortunately, because of the setup, I'm unable to see most of the people in the room. I know that we have Marilyn Cade, we have Olivier Capin-Leblanc, I heard Jim Pendergast earlier today, Rafik Damak, and I think for staff we have Nigel Hickson and Vinnie Markovsky, and myself, Desiree Cabrera. If I didn't announce your name, could you please speak up and let us know that you're in the room?
Barry Cobb is here.
And it would probably be good if you identify who you're with, whether you're with ICANN staff or which organization. So it's Marilyn Cade. I'm with the business constituency.
Anyone else? I see on the Adobe Connect that there were a couple of people that might have not joined the call yet, such as Abdel Jalid Bashar Bong and Jennifer Chung and Hector Ariel Mano. Let's get going. Rafik, you're on the call. Should I hand the floor over to you so you take us through the comments and how we're going to be responding? Just as a quick
Olivier.
Intro, you've seen my personal comments shared.
Excuse me, Olivier, Mary O'Donnell has asked, Olivier has asked to have a dial-out.
Hi, Marilyn. Yes, I'm currently dialing out to her right now.
Okay, excellent. Thanks for this, Marilyn, for pointing this out. So, Rafik, well, just as a quick intro, I've sent some personal comments to the mailing list regarding the questions that have been asked. I think they come into two basic questions, the one being whether the CCWG on Internet governance is the correct vehicle to do the work, basically, that we're doing. And the second set of questions is whether the charter fully reflects properly the work that we're doing, with a request from several people that we focus more on listing and laying out the work that this working group does, including on whether it has the ability to draft paper independently of ICANN staff and independently of the ICANN board. And I guess it also, by extension, they're also independently of the chartering organizations, which I think is obviously not the case. But. So, Rafik? I'll hand the floor over to you to take us through this piece, and how you want to work is really in your hands. Thanks.
Thanks, Olivier. So maybe to add more to the context, the topic regarding the CCWIG was in the GNSO Council agenda for several conf calls since Copenhagen meeting. It was in the beginning there was not enough time to discuss it, the agenda, but in the last call there was several comments from councillor, most of them from the contracted party. We get as a comment and a question as it's coming from Donna Austin, who is also the vice chair. And my understanding that she is carrying the kind of question from the registry stakeholder group. So, as you mentioned, there are questions about if it's the right vehicle or not, but also kind of concern about the mission of the working group, and maybe that's not enough in the charter. The CCWIG is again a topic for discussion next week in the public meeting, but it's not, I'd say, tabled for any decision. It's just a discussion, the continuation of what we had before. While there was even talk before, if there should be a motion to continue or withdraw the support of the GNSO as a chartering organization. So that's the kind of the current situation. And today, Bart, as the CCNSO staff, also sent us a question from the CCNSO. So this is the kind of two set of question we have. So I think in terms of action, we can state that the situation of the CCWIG is for discussion for the CCNSO and the GNSO, and at least it's in the agenda for one of them in the Johannesburg meeting. So maybe we don't need to have an official response for that, but we do need to go through those questions, the concern that were raised, and try to elaborate some answers. And I think you, Olivier, and also I think Greg shared some thought of how we can respond to that. So I think we can first try to kind of collect or compile several answers from the members of the group and see how we can try to clarify any concern coming from the GNSO list. Okay. Should we go through question, said comment by comment, or how should we proceed here, Olivier?
I think we should go through, as we've got limited time, we should probably go through comment by comment, perhaps.
Okay.
Yes.
So I think we can start by...
Excuse me. Can I ask a quick question? It's Marilyn. Do we think that we all fully understand the risk and threats to ICANN and that we have properly articulated those? Because one of the things I see in these questions is a failure to actually understand that ICANN is very much under assault, and as a result of that, in particular, the contracted parties are at risk. And I think these questions don't really properly reflect an understanding. So I just want to ask, do we think we actually articulate why the CCWGIG exists and what the risks and threats are that are current? I'm not saying we pause to do that now, but I want to ask the question, have we properly articulated that? And is that something we should do?
Olivier, I see that you are in queue. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks very much, Rafik. Olivier Kapanoglou speaking. And in response to Marilyn, I think we have listed some of those threats in our annual report that we did write, the one that we sent to the SOs and ACs. And I do note that we haven't received any feedback on that, unfortunately. Now, whether we need to actually have those included in the charter is interesting, because it might be worth listing some of those threats or at least summarizing these in one of the introductory parts, you know, the one that basically says why is that working group, is that cross-community working group required?
Right.
I, however, have noticed, though, from the points that were made, that everyone seems to be saying that they see that the working group in itself is absolutely worth pursuing, the work of the working group is worth it. Perhaps not in the CCNSO comments, but the GNSO comments seem to be pointing to, well, it's an important thing that needs to happen. The question is whether CCWG is the right vehicle for it. So I see this more as a technical question rather than questioning the worth of the working group itself and of the work itself. I'd be interested to hear if anybody else has other perspectives on that.
Hello, my name is Mary. Can I speak? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah,
Mary,
can
you hear me? Or, go ahead.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, please go ahead.
I'm just thinking, after reading these comments when it was initially posted, I was also thinking along the line of Oliver that the work is appreciated, the output is understood, but maybe the nomenclature or the setup at CCWG is not the right vehicle. We'll look at it since for ICANN, if you have a CCWG, you should start it. You should have a tenure, and when it should end its project and program. And this group, I don't see this group falling into such a vehicle. So maybe we'll look at the I don't think anything is wrong with the charter, but I think is naming. Probably would look at other vehicles and not the CCWG, since there are some set requirements or set criteria for establishing a CCWG. So we look at other things, because I think this is an important group for ICANN, knowing and hearing and witnessing what has been happening. ICANN is under attack, and we need this group to be able to speak up for it. Thank you. That's my comment on that.
Thanks, Mary. Yes, we'll be here.
Thanks, Rafik. Olivia Kefana Blanc speaking, and thanks for these points, Mary. You mentioned use another type of vehicle. What would you have in mind? What would you suggest? I'm quite flexible on this, but my big concern is I don't know if there is any other type of vehicle that so far has been defined in the ICANN community, and as we know, we like things to be defined before using them. And should we think of defining something, or has work already been done on that?
Okay, can I respond? Mary here. I have been looking at Telecom on IG. I thought about Telecom on IG, which will involve every other community. So if it is looked at as a steering committee on CAN or a working, I don't know whether working party works in ICANN, or I think working party, I used to know about it in ICU, is a working party or is a study group. I don't know whether, in ITU we talk about study group. And I thought of CIRCOM, I thought of study group, I thought of working party. So probably other people might have brighter idea or brighter name or more, the one that can fit in. But as it stands, it seems to me that the CCWG vehicle may not work for this group, because it's not a group that is ending soon. Thank you.
Yes, thanks, Mary. Maybe trying to respond to Olivier here. We were tasked in the beginning to kind of use the framework for a cross-committee working group, and that's why we did the amendment based on the kind of the template and trying to fill any gap. But maybe we can clarify some parts to add more details and to articulate more. But as you said, we are still kind of stuck to more technical here or structural question, what is the right, if it's the right group or not. I'm not sure. I mean, I recall getting kind of documents from GNSO staff about possible structure used by the GNSO, but there is none that it's for for cross community. There are like kind of maybe how to say there are maybe some more ad hoc, but we never tested for our case. So it's, we are our kind of we may work on that if we get more time, but I'm not sure if we can really deliver something that it will satisfy the genus on that matter. So yes, Olivier, I see that you are in the queue.
Thanks very much, Rafi. Could you be careful of love speaking? I've been reading through the charter and the goals and objectives. And looking at these goals and objectives, thinking, well, if we use another vehicle, would that be possible in another vehicle? So when it comes down to increasing awareness about relevant integrated governance and policy issues in the ICANN community, enhancing cooperation between the working group and ICANN government engagement functions on internet governance matters, all of that, I think, is probably possible through another type of vehicle. The one thing which I think might not be possible through a vehicle that is not a formal vehicle, such as the CCWGIG, is one where if the working group was to be consulted, well, yeah, that the working group itself would be a sounding board or be consulted by staff or by the ICANN board on a specific issue, was to draft a paper, draft something, and then ask its respective chartering organizations for ratification. That's one thing which I think can only be done, as far as I understand, in a working group, in a cross-community working group fashion. Any other vehicle would not allow it to do so, because the working group would be writing something that the SOs and ACs could completely disregard, that has no way to be voted on or checked about, and therefore the response that the working group might need to give to the ICANN global government engagement or to the ICANN board would basically be worth nothing but just that of a group of people that sits around the table and talks about things. That's my understanding of it. Now, I don't know, because I know that there's a cross-community working party vehicle that has been used for the human rights work. What I do note from that, though, and by the way, I was the person that recommended that it would be a working party to start with because of the complexities with creating a cross-community working group back then, and because the human rights topic needed to be addressed as quickly as possible. The work of the working party has been one of just coordination between different people in ICANN, but the actual outputs and the actual formal work has then had to end up as one of the accountability workstream 2 threads work. I'm not aware that the working party as such has any standing in ICANN by itself, except it does have the ability to have some staff support and some calls that it does. But no, there's no actual output of the cross-community working party. It's the output of Workstream 2 on accountability. And correct me if I'm wrong, please. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Olivier.
Am I correct? I'm asking a question here.
Okay. I think the regarding the working party, the Human Rights Working Party, it's not chartered by SO and ACs, and so it's kind of more an ad hoc space for like-minded people who wanted to work on the human rights issue, and so they get kind of even some support, but not from ICANN. So definitely, I don't think it's the right vehicle. I understand there was some group, including the ALAC, they had the working party on other topics. But so the question I can share the list of what Genesis used it before as structure, but I'm not sure how much time we can spend on that if we don't know exactly what are the criteria that we are trying to match for the Genesis to be accepted. And I think the point as discussed maybe in the chat is maybe there are several questions about the output and the deliverable. Seems like we had that question about the position paper and so on. So we guess we need to clarify maybe more and highlight how we are going to manage the deliverable and how. So, yes, Olivier.
Yes, thanks, Rafik. It's Olivier again. And I hope that others will be able to chime in as well on this. I know there's much going on in the chat. The single most repeated concern about the work that we do being in a CCWG is that it doesn't have a start, you know, a beginning, a middle, and an end. I've heard that. Mary has repeated it as well on the call today. It does not have that. So, and some are basically saying, well, if that's the case, then we're trying to fit a, you know, a ball into a square.
This is Nigel here. I mean, this is ludicrous. I mean, we've addressed this point on numerous calls by altering the charter so that we report every 2 years on specific targets and objectives and how we've met that. We comply with that requirement on the cross-community working group on working groups. So I don't see that's an issue. That, you know, that's a false issue, as they say. I mean, one can oppose the whole nature of the cross-community working group, but by saying it doesn't have a start or an end, that's just not right.
Hello. Can I get clarification from Niger? Are you saying that this working group has a start and it has an end? When is the end? It has started, it will be working. When will it end?
Mary, you recall in the changes to the charter that we made, we specifically put in provision that every 2 years we would effectively renew the objectives and the targets and the milestones on this particular issue. So it gets around the problem of the fact that internet governance issues, unless we get taken over by the UN and therefore there is no ICANN and therefore we would come to an end, or there is some other, there is some other failing in the system. The issues of internet governance are not time limited while ICANN exists. Therefore, what we can do is we can have time limited objectives where each after 2 years we come back. And then, of course, the chartering organisations, after every 2 years, can reflect on the work that the cross-community work has done and can opine on whether it's useful and whether it meets those objectives. But by saying now that and that's what we can do.
Okay. Thank you, Major.
Okay, Olivier, please go ahead.
Thanks, Rafik. Olivier Capanablo speaking, and thanks to Nigel for pointing this. So that probably is a good answer to provide. The next question then is to do with a more detailed schedule of the papers that would be written or of the input that would be provided. My own feeling on this is that we can't predict what is going to come up at the forthcoming IGF or at the forthcoming WIGIG or the forthcoming WTDC or whatever is coming up in the next 2 years. So providing a detailed plan of what we're going to be writing in the next 2 years, I thought, was a bit of a challenge. Now, perhaps Nigel knows better than that. I don't know. And perhaps others have ideas on how to go around that question.
It's Miron. I haven't figured out how to raise my hand since I'm on my phone. And can I speak on that?
Yes, Marlene. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Look, I think the deliverables we provide are also, I'm going to call them briefings, awareness events, I posted in the chat. I'm going to say documents that summarize facts that can be distributed into certain other events. The WISIS forum was an example. It could be that the workshop that we proposed for IGS is another example. But I think the big issue here is, you know, we could list examples of past activities, and I'm just reading now. Yes, Prasanna, past activities, past outputs, so that they understand and know that we always take consultation on those. I think if we do that, we can also throw down the concern to typically the usual outputs include workshops at this event, summary papers about activities that could be posted online, but we're really, really clear that we always take consultation on those.
Thanks, Marvin. Okay, so I see we have even in the chat the discussion about the deliverable, and if we should kind of give the example of what delivered before, and maybe adding even that as kind of supplement or annex to the charter to highlight what was done before. Yes, Olivier.
Thanks, no, Patrick. It's Olivier speaking. I'll let Marilyn speak, because I was just going to ask. So you're basically saying that we should take whatever we've said in our annual report and said, okay, that's what we've done. Put this in the charter and say that's the type of work that we will do in the next 2 years.
Well, I'm thinking we ought to look at that as an example, but also ask Jim to. Jim seems to have said that we made a contribution to WTSA, and I think he should describe his concerns, because he was coming across as concerned.
Sure. Now, Marilyn, what I said is I'm trying to frame what I'm hearing from others. These are not my concerns.
But it's feedback that's helpful.
I know, so, but it's... Again, it's not my feedback. It's what I'm hearing from others and what I'm reading between the tea leaves.
But Jim, I don't recall that we had a WTSA submission.
There was and I wasn't on the ground, so I know Nigel was there. I know there were, Olivia, I think, may have even held a pen. There was a rapid-fire exercise to try and respond to one of the contributions from one of the countries that came in during WTSA that specifically spoke to the role of ICANN and I believe ITU. We're gonna, you know, going back 8 months here. There was
this
a
was all country.
Go, sorry, Nigel.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have interrupted. You carry on. I'll come in.
No, help me out, because I'm actually at. You probably remember it better than I do.
Well, so I mean, this is where the cross community working group were consulted, or I mean, some members obviously knew what was going on anyway, as much as staff, and that this is a feature of the usefulness of this group. It's not always staff that tell the community what's happening, but sometimes community tells the organisation what's happening. But on this issue, there was the African Union proposal, which touched on country code names and wanted to amend that proposal to cover generic names. So the proposing that the working group, one of the ICANN, sorry, the ITU working groups should have a locus on generic top-level domains. So that was the proposal we consulted on. Yeah, thanks.
Right, and there was a document that was developed by this group that I don't know whatever happened to it, but what I heard was through some of the other folks is that, well, we were, you know, we as the charting organizations were never consulted on that. Now, whether or not that document went anywhere, I can't recall. I don't think it did. But there, you know, that's a process issue that is looming over all of this. Is, you know, how do you keep the chartering organizations in the loop on what's happening here so they feel as though they're not getting surprised by, you know, things that are happening too quickly for them?
Sure, Jim. So it's Mira, and I'm going to respond. The chartering organizations have appointed members of this group, IB from the BC. So that's my responsibility to feed back. As I recall, this was an informational update, not a position, that I think it's really helpful you identify this as a concern, but I also think we need to ask our own members, if you were sent to us as an official member and you're not feeding back to your group and then feeding back to the CCWG, then we got to fix that too, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just an observer.
I think this is very helpful. But the fact is, this working group, like every working group, has designated participants sent from each of the constituencies and other groups, and then they have, and we decided to let all observers and participants be treated on equal footing. So I think we need to take up, maybe not right now, but we need to. Really, yes, Fazan, I fully agree with you. If you're a rep on the CCWG and you're not stepping up to the feedback and creating the virtuous circle, we need to ask ourselves, that's a, and I'm not, yes, I agree. Jim is very helpful. He's just telling us about this. But we need to maybe have a, within our, look at who's there, who has an assignment, are you feeding back to your group? And if not, then let's figure out how we improve that.
Thanks, Olivier. Please go ahead.
Thanks very much, Rafik. Olivier Capanablanc speaking. In the chat, I put the link to that statement, and we were very open and very transparent on this. There was a Google Doc that was opened. There was a wiki page that was extensively shared with everyone, and that wiki page has now the final, the link to the working draft, the Google Doc, and it goes, CCWGIG statement on WTSA proposal resolution 47. It is, as you will note, an internal note that was sent to the ASO, the GNSO, the CCNSO, the GAC, the ALAC, and the SAC. Why this hasn't been received by any of these is beyond my understanding. I can't remember. I can check what channels we used to send this out. I don't know whether we sent this out within our respective representatives that are there. You'll note that it was sent further than actually just to the chartering organization, because it was, at the time, felt that it was something that needed to be brought to the attention of the whole ICANN community. And so further than just the three chartering organizations that we have. So I'm quite surprised then that this has been taken against this working group. To me, it demonstrates a total misunderstanding of what this, not only the working group does, but what this topic is about. And I'm particularly concerned about this. It's surprising that the information is there, we send things out, and then it doesn't get acted upon, and afterwards we're told, oh, you haven't told us about this, when really the error and the lack of process is, I'm afraid, not in our court. I can certainly check how this was transmitted to the chartering organizations, but to those organizations that are listed. And it might be that at the end we didn't obtain consensus to send it out, in which case that's even a non-event. But I'll check now. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Olivier. I guess we need to clarify that who is responsible. Maybe it's us as co-chairs to ensure that, but also that Jenna Soha has a liaison to the working group, so I suppose to share any information or feedback with the council and to anyway. I guess we can clarify that if we are asked about. Olivia, I see that your hand is still up. Did you want to comment further? Okay, that's an order. Okay, so we have 5 minutes remaining of the call, and so maybe we can try here to summarize what can be our initial response or how we can proceed with here. It seems there is some consensus that maybe we need to explain about some elements, like I think the timeline. Also, I think there is consensus maybe we cannot really spend time to work in the vehicle, and the current structure is appropriate. Also, I see that there was this kind of example maybe of miscommunication or how to handle how to inform our charting organization about such outcome. So, but at the end of the day, we should think how we can respond or to the discussion in the next week. So it will be ongoing. Okay. Any suggestion or comment here? How should we proceed?
It's Meryl, and I had posted earlier, I think we have to start talking at the constituency level, frankly, and just listening. I know this is not true for all constituencies, but at least for the BC, the IPC, and the ISPs, they vote under instruction, which means it's best to actually talk directly to the full constituency group. I'm not commenting on any other constituencies' perspectives. I'm just saying I think there's a real misunderstanding, and I will support Jim's comments. It is thank you, Jim. You called it a marketing problem. I was going to call it a communications problem, but I think it's the same thing. Why don't we try to get back in the next few days to what's the problem that the CCWGIG was set up to address, identify and explain that each constituency group does have a member as well as other participants, identify who they are, and then, you know, kind of go forth and explain. But I'm a fan of being accountable. So to me, I would prefer we convince and educate that we can be accountable. We might need some exceptions in how we do that, but we want to be accountable.
Yeah, thanks, Marlon. I guess we should continue the discussion of the mailing list and to every representative should kind of liaise with his own group and share information. Yes, Olivier, you want to add something?
Yes, thanks very much, Rafik. Olivier Crapin-Leblanc speaking. And you'll note that I've just put a link in the chat, which is a link of an email I've sent to the Cross-Community Working Group mailing list that provides a confirmation of the email that I sent on the 29th of October to all of the SO and AC chairs. James Bedell, Katrina Sasaki, Alan Greenberg, Patrick Feldstrom, with a copy to GNSO Secretariat, to at-large staff, to Thomas Schneider, to the ASO Secretariat, and to Louis Lee as well, who is in the ASO. There was no response on it. So and I think that the email is quite clear that this is just a statement that is for information purposes for them to read, to be aware of what's going on. I thought this was actually a perfect example of this working group doing the work that it was supposed to do. If it's not the work that it's supposed to do and not the work that chartering organizations would like, and I'm saying this for the record, then let's close this down, because I just don't see what would be the worth of a working group that doesn't actually provide advice and alert the community to the extreme dangers that we have out there that the community seems to be totally unaware of and not particularly interested in, since there was absolutely no response to this particular statement. Yeah, thanks.
This is Mary. Just for clarification, do we have an example in ICANN set up that is a cross-community working group evoked and not established by or called for by the chartered organizations in ICANN or the CCNSO or the GNSO or at large? Is there anyone that has, you know, organically grown, organically come to be? So because if this cross-community working group had emanated from any of the chartered organizations, maybe it would have been a different case altogether. So probably we'll have a look at it. Is it that because of the way it came to be, that it grew up organically, not from the chartering organization?
Good. Hello, can I just, this is Nigel. I apologize, but I have to go to another call, but I'm happy in the next couple of days to try and you know, do a bit of drafting, if that might be useful. I mean, obviously others are more expert, but I can come up with a couple of suggestions if that's useful. But perhaps you can let me know after the call. But I must go now. Thanks.
Thank you, Nigel. Thank you.
And if I could jump in, it's Olivia speaking. The way the working group started, I'll be very brief, by the way. The way the working group started was the NCUC met with the ALAC in Buenos Aires a couple of years ago. They put together an informal working group that was then announced by the then ICANN CEO as being a great example of a cross-community working group, which it wasn't. It was just as in, by definition, it was just a working group of a constituency and an ICANN advisory committee. But very quickly, within a matter of days, the requests were received from the GNSO and the CCNSO that they should be part of this and not just something with one of the GNSO's constituencies. So it's not a case of having, pushed communities to join this. And it was a little strange, of course, that this started just as a small working group and then grew very quickly. But the requests to join that group were made by the GNSO and by the CCNSO. And there was a formal chartering process and a formal appointment of chairs as well. So I don't think this could be seen as being something that was set up without the approval of the chartering organizations.
Okay. So in that case, we have it's properly constituted, it's properly formed. So it's just for us to, as Marilyn said, exercise and get more support so that they'll react, the CCNSO and GNSO will react and support the work. And as we have said on this call, that the charter was on some of the interventions, on some of the outputs, or some of the things that these groups have done in the past for and on behalf of ICANN community. I think that will do the sensitization one and also be able to put the narratives there so that it will be understood. It seems to me that some don't understand the essence.
Thanks, Marian. So, Olivia, I think most of the people are leaving the call, so maybe time kind of to wrap up and just to agree on the action items and the follow-up. So I understand that Nigel is volunteering to start drafting, but also we should continue the discussion in the mailing list. I think, Olivia, you made some proposal. Also, I see Greg, and so we can try to going through the transcript and see what also the Adobe Connect chat and try to compile all that and see how we can move forward from here. And we have also an agenda item for next week and the face-to-face meeting for the CCWGI. So we can continue also discussion there. Any comment, Olivier?
Yes, thanks, Rafik. Olivier Clapin-Ablon speaking. I think you've summarized it very well. On the action items, certainly, I think we've got enough material to provide some answers to some of the questions that have been asked. I don't know whether you want to be tasked to respond to these, sort of send a proposed responses to the mailing list in the next couple of days, and then we can respond certainly before we travel and before we meet face-to-face in Johannesburg. I'm a little concerned that answering then might be too late. I am having a feel of the dynamics being that the GNSO chair would like to get this issue decided on sooner rather than later. And I'm not sure whether it will be time enough to provide answers or coordinated answers by the next Monday, which is the meeting with the board working group on internet governance.
Okay, so thanks, Olivier. I mean, for now, there is no motion in the GNSO Council public meeting, so it's the discussion item. So it's the discussion will continue, and since it's also in the public meeting, there is a possibility for people to intervene then in the queue. So we have to continue and try to kind of articulate our response and see how things will go anyway, and maybe try to think what kind of question we also can get. So try to put ourselves in their place and see what kind of concerns and inquiries we may get, and try to respond to that.
Okay. Rafik, it's Olivia speaking. I think we received most of the questions already. One more action item I was going to ask is that the working group asks the CCNSO if it needs any, because we have received questions from the CCNSO. We haven't touched on those on today's call. If there was the opportunity to meet with the CCNSO at some point during the face-to-face meeting, if they were interested in discussing their questions, so we could provide some answers. Thank you.
Thanks, Olivia. I guess with that, with this action item, I guess we can adjourn the call for today and follow up later on in the mailing list and the next week in the face-to-face meeting. Thanks all for attending this call, and see you soon. Bye-bye.